Every year on this day, the second day of October, we celebrate the wonderful feast of the guardian angels. Now, of course, the guardian angels represent for us not only God, but the whole universe of angels that God has created. Before he created us, before he created the physical universe, but many, many, perhaps billions of angels, of course, some of them fell, and thus we have the horrible situation of Satan and his demons. But these angels were among the many, the majority, who did not disobey God, who followed God. And it was God's purpose and his design that some of these angels, and of course, the angels are the lowest choir of angels. There are nine choirs. The angels are the lowest choirs of angels. The other choirs have to do with more important things and with God himself in heaven. They sort of run the palace, run the liturgy of heaven, and so forth, which is most important. But the archangels, they're sent to us on special occasions, such as St. Gabriel, or St. Raphael, or St. Michael, of course. And then the angels, some of them, not all of them, are separated to be the guardian angels for every single human being. Some human beings have more than one angel, but that is not something that we can readily know. Some of us know, some of us don't. But they are God helping us and protecting us and inspiring us, keeping us away from evil. And that's why the reading from Exodus is so important. Listen to him. Obey him. Do not disobey him. Because what he says to you, that is my voice. It is I who am speaking to you through him. And of course, one of the things about angels is, and this is something that I see around here oftentimes at Christmas time when we have statues of angels, which are only representations of what men think angels look like. We don't really know what they look like. Most of the times, they look like us, but they're brilliant with light. However, because of the fact that they can move instantly from one place to another, they have been depicted with wings. But that doesn't mean that they're birds and fly in the sky. That's just an icon, a depiction of an angel. But one thing that is really distressful to me is that I have heard in the past said by some women in the parish, not too many men, I don't think, but isn't she beautiful? Excuse me? Angels are representations of God. And God has revealed himself. Though God has no genitals of any kind, he is neutral in that sense. He doesn't need them. At the same time, he has revealed himself as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit. In that way, it means that he has revealed to us as a male figure, a figure of authority and power. And so the angels are representations of God. So the angels are not she's, they are he's. And they also don't have genitals, but they're still representations of God. They are he's. Angels are not, oh, isn't she beautiful? No, not at all. They are masculine. And they have the strength of God. You know, maybe Esther or St. Joan of Arc. But then some people want to make them into men too. And that's sacrilegious. So we must not ever fall into that trap. Yes, they are beautiful. Of course they're beautiful. God is beautiful. That doesn't mean he's a woman. He is Father. There is nobody more beautiful than God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No one. And when you see him, finally, you'll see what I'm talking about. And so, in the meantime, We need to listen to our guardian angel. And he whispers in our ear, inspire us in our heart and in our soul, keep us away from danger, from sin, from mortal sin especially, from temptations, and we need to listen to him. If we don't listen to him, we are despising not him, but God who sent him. So it's very important that we honor, that we revere our guardian angel or guardian angels and all the guardian angels. And what is really interesting in this day of horrors, when we have gone back to pre-Christian times, when people are committing infanticide, every baby that is conceived, the minute the baby is conceived, has a guardian angel. At the very instant, long before he or she is born, that baby has a guardian angel. And so when people commit the sin of abortion, they are committing a horrible sin against one whom God loves and protects. But he protects those children, but at the same time he allows us the freedom to do as we will. What are we going to do with that freedom? Are we going to protect them, love them, give them good example, teach them the holy things of God? Or are we going to kill them or kill their souls by evil, sin, and temptation? We need to listen to our guardian angel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.